Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. This is, I think, going to be a fun day. We've got Dr. Mixon. We've got Dr. Umat here. You're still dancing. The music stopped. Remember this. Okay. And
some people hear voices. She hears music.
She hears music.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, come on.
One choice.
I'm just a happy person.
That's right. We are all happy people.
Happy, joy.
Oh, he's dancing too.
Okay.
At least can we just start over?
Yeah. DJ, can we just start the music over? Let's just start over.
He just wants to see more dance.
Maybe he does.
Hey. We're going to talk about type 3 diabetes today. You don't hear that term very often. Obviously,
that's right.
Type 1 is
insulin
not
dependent.
Fun. Yeah.
Type 2
is more typical. Type 3? Okay, we're going to hear about that. In the meantime, if you are new to this program, Leading Edge Medicine, the number to call if you have a question for one of these two or both of them, sometimes we'll chime in, is 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. And you call in, and it can be a health problem about, you know, something you're struggling with, your spouse, a parent, a child, whatever. 800-465-8770. And I got a message from Bia yesterday about the health analysis appointments. I'll talk about that in a few minutes, doing some special stuff through the month of August. And then today, ta-da, is the maiden voyage of your brand new show this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Are you nervous?
Yes, I am, as always.
All right. Today at 1 o'clock, the Beautiful You Show. Featuring Dr. Samara Umat all by yourself. Well, I'm going to be there.
That's right. You
so
will be
So people
there.
Are going to have to put up with me. But the bottom line, this is your show.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, it's not your show.
Nope.
It is.
I'm not even a guest.
You're not even a guest. We don't even talk about you. It's your show. We're so proud of you. Now, Beautiful You. Today on KTTH and every Saturday from 1 to 2 o'clock is sponsored, of course, by Bella Medica, which is our aesthetic division at Longevity. And some very exciting things are happening there. And so tell us some of the things that people can expect to hear today on Beautiful You.
The biggest is about hair loss and how to prevent ongoing hair loss. Remember, 50% of women by age 50 have had some form of hair loss, and 85% of men by age 50 have hair loss.
Wow.
Those are huge statistics, and the market is currently geared only towards treating men. And I want to talk about our new program, which has been in effect for over a year now, and we've had some very good success with it in treating for hair loss for both men and women. And that's going to be our new focus, because as per this program, it's always on the leading edge. We're doing things that not many other clinics know about or do about. We've had the capability of doing that for a very long time because of Dr. Mixon. And then that's where we'll start. We'll focus focus on that, we have our consultant from Arizona who will pipe in. She's a national educator, and she'll talk about techniques for hair loss and management of hair loss. And then she's been to our clinic and was very impressed with what we do. And in fact, she was the one who pointed out that not many other places does the double spin of PRP that we do in our clinic. And we thought that was routine. So
it's routine in the research labs.
Yeah. Well, and that's where you go.
This
so.
Is where I am.
It's,
yeah.
it's routine if you want to do it right.
Better.
Yeah, and better is the key. And, you know, I mean, these protocols are mostly protocols that I wrote.
That's right.
Because they came out of the cutting edge research labs all over the planet.
So,
and in fact, I've got a meeting scheduled in November with the research guys that are looking at even newer ways for hair restoration.
Oh,
different things
exciting.
To add. We'll see how it turns out. First of all, of course, I'm not sure coronavirus will let me go there yet by November, but I've arranged it for November because I'm hopeful things will be calmed down.
Yeah. Wow, exciting. Something to look forward
to.
So,
in any event, beautiful you.
Yes.
Featuring.
And then we have a full aesthetic division. We have a master esthetician. We have brand new lasers. We do scalp hair rejuvenation, but we do hair removal from other parts of the body. And it's summertime. People want to look pretty and they want no hair on their body. So we can help with that. But we do with scars, pigmentation, skin tightening. And then I do the injectables, Botox or Dysport for fine lines on the face, and then fillers, Restylane PRP fillers, and also other commercially available fillers for the face.
It really is a wonderful, all the things we do at Bella Medica. For me, for example, I just got a huge kick. I just figured, because, hey, I'm 71, I had some brown spots, quite a few, like 8 or 9 brown spots on my face. Mm-hmm. They weren't, they bugged me.
Yeah.
And she just did, you know, did her thing. It took about a half an hour. They turned black over about a 2-day, 3-day period of time, and boom, they fell off.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cool. So cool. See? So little things, brown spots on your hand or legs or arms, things like that, we can deal with them.
Yeah, but see, people don't know that there's something they can do for that. And that's what, I mean, I had this lady who had Botox for the first time. She was in her 60s, and she just couldn't believe that something could help ease those frown lines on her face. And then the other common thing that I hear from my patients is that their grandchildren think they're constantly angry because they have those lines between their eyebrows.
Yes.
And this lady, I mean, it was such an endearing story. She said her grandkids think that she's always angry. And she said, I'm not. And so she asked for Botox, and it made such a huge difference. Now, clearly, one treatment is not going to get rid of those deep furrows, but she's been coming back regularly, and she's getting better and better every time. So very happy with that story. She's a happy client. So.
And the grandkids now think that grandma loves them.
Yes.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. Anyway, there's lots of things that we've been doing at Bella Medica. It's just now we are deciding to grow that business within a business, that sort of a thing. And it's exciting. I mean, people are lining up, and it's a lot of fun. Folks, you can get more information about Bella Medica by going to the Bella Medica website, bellamedica.com. Simple as that. Bella, beautiful. Bella Medica. BellaMedica.com, and check it all out. In fact, even on our website, you can make your own appointment. For hair restoration.
Correct.
Now, if you're interested in hair removal, fillers and all the other facials and PRP facials and all that kind of stuff, you need to call 866-86-YOUNG.
Yes, and we have some summer specials going on. So we've actually had a burst of people coming in to take advantage of those specials now.
Okay, good. 866-86-YOUNG. But you can check it all out at bellamedica.com.
Yeah.
And we really don't have time. Here's the truth. We don't have time to talk about Bella Medica on this show, is why we're doing Beautiful You.
Mm-hmm.
With Beautiful You, Dr. Samira Umat.
Well, thank you, Pete.
So there you go.
Yeah.
That's today at 1 o'clock. It's an hour show.
Mm-hmm.
1 to 2 o'clock, right here on 770 KTTH. All right. Again, the number to call if you have a question for Dr. Umat or for Dr. Mixon is 1-800-465-8770. Last night at 9, 10 o'clock, I think I got a text from you saying you want to talk today about type 3 diabetes.
I do.
Most of our listeners are saying, what?
Yes, yeah, and that's why I wanted to talk about it. Not many people even know that there's a type 3 diabetes that exists. Jerry, of course, knows everything about it, so I knew that calling him, you know, hours before was not going to be an issue, and he'll just start rattling about it. But I wanted to set the stage.
Jerry knows everything
he
about
does.
Everything. It's no, in my contract. I have to say that at least once a month on the radio. He knows everything about everything. So
he's anyway. A smart man.
So tell us, type 3 diabetes, what's that? Well, why don't you just do what's type 1?
Yes.
Pretty
okay.
rare. Mm-hmm. What's type 2? Mm-hmm. Pretty standard. And then mm-hmm. type 3.
Well, so type 1 diabetes is, of course, commonly discovered in children. And here, the beta cells of the pancreas that make insulin that causes that insulin to go inside the cells are not functioning well because the autoimmune system of the body is destroying those beta cells. And therefore, these children basically are not able to use that sugar in their body for energy. And that sugar rises, causing damage. And that's type 1 diabetes. Now, type 2 diabetes, which is the most common type of diabetes, is basically insulin resistance caused predominantly by lifestyle changes where that insulin is being produced constantly because patients are obese and their body is not sensitive to the glucose, and that glucose remains outside and cannot be sent into the cells at a timely manner. So they become insulin resistant and they develop metabolic syndrome. And that's type 2 diabetes.
And eventually, the pancreas is not able to keep up with the load with the ever-increasing insulin resistance. And so your insulin levels are falling behind what you need.
That's right.
And so your sugars rise to a point that we now say you're a diabetic.
That's right. Even though, you know, your pancreas are making insulin, it's not doing the job that it needs to do.
Because you're too resistant to it.
That's right.
Right, now on to 3.
Well,
an extension of 2.
Which is an extension of 2. So type 2 diabetes, 60 to 70% of type 2 diabetic patients will develop Alzheimer's dementia. And when they looked at the brains of and the pathology in Alzheimer's dementia, they realized that's very similar to peripheral insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes.
Yes.
So type 3 diabetes is the brain on fire. It is insulin resistance occurring in the brain.
And sugar levels in the brain mm-hmm. have to rise, but the brain doesn't produce sugar. Okay. And so you end up sugar deficient, even though your blood sugar may be high. So the brain cells can't function.
That's right.
Because what people don't realize is sugar is not bad from that standpoint. Glucose, blood sugar, is the basic fuel our cells burn to function, to stay mm-hmm. alive. They're the fuel. They're like gasoline for a car. But it would be like if the carburetor or the fuel injectors were not able to dump the gasoline into the cylinders to be burned, okay, your car wouldn't run.
That's exactly right. So it's surrounded by oil, but
yes,
not where it's needed.
If the fuel were simply being dumped out on the surface of the engine,
yes,
all you end up with is a fire.
That's right. Okay.
In type 2 diabetes, what's happening is you can't drive the sugar into the cells where it can be burned for energy. And so it is surrounding the cells, and you have a metabolic fire going
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
An inflammatory process that causes heart disease, accelerates breakdown.
Renal, eyes, metabolic.
Everything goes to pot. In the brain, you're right, we're seeing an extension of that. The insulin resistance in the brain, and you can't get enough sugar into the brain cells for them to function well.
That's right.
This was first elucidated about 10 years ago when some people actually tried nasally inhaled insulin. They put insulin as a nasal inhaler, sprayed it up the nose where it could get through the cribriform plate, a very narrow vascular spot in the nose, and go directly into the brain. And by giving the brain the extra big burst of insulin, they were able to overcome that resistance temporarily.
Yes.
And caused the brain to start working better.
That's right. And the symptoms of dementia got better.
Right.
And that research came from Rochester, Minnesota, Mayo Clinic.
Precisely. The problem with that is adding more fuel to the fire doesn't fix the underlying problem, which is that the brain cells are resistant to insulin.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have to do is fix the insulin resistance.
That's right. And the earlier we fix it, the better off the outcomes will be. And that brings us back, Pete, to the health analysis appointment, because prediabetes is reversible. Type 2 diabetes most of the time is reversible. And if we catch it at that time, we can prevent dementia, which is type 3 diabetes.
This is very exciting. In fact, we've got to go to a break right now. But I'm going to give one half of the story. In, was it 1934 or what have you? One out of 174 people.
147.
Sorry, 147.
Transpose.
See, he can remember better than I can. One in 147 people became diabetic before they died.
And now it's one in three.
Okay, well, you just told the second half of the story. But they'll still want to come back. So the bottom line.
But we can prevent that.
That's right, folks. In fact, I'm so glad you texted me last night with this, because we really haven't done a deep dive on diabetes, type 1, 2, or 3, in a long time.
Yeah.
We're going to continue this conversation, because if your doctor says, oh, we're going to manage your type 2 diabetes, or even worse, if you're a pre-diabetic and you're...
We're going to watch this until you actually become a diabetic.
Yeah, yeah. You're screwed, folks. If that's, right. If that's what you're being told, you need to stick around. We're going to talk about it when we come back. Hey, welcome back. Pete Talbot here. 20 minutes past the hour, you're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. This is so important, this whole type 2 diabetes in particular. Well, type 1, type 2, type 3. But the biggest thing that bothers me, you gave a statistic. You said 60 to 70% of type 2 diabetics will develop dementia?
Yes.
Could that be Alzheimer's too, or
yes.
in that whole
well,
realm?
Well, yes, it's diagnosed as Alzheimer's dementia. That's the most common type of dementia.
Okay. Yes, yeah.
And it's all related to their sugar peripherally that's affecting their brain. So if we fix that peripherally first, their risk for Alzheimer's dementia decreases by 60 to 70%.
Just this morning, on my way to the studio, I was talking with someone in a different time zone, and I mean, a different time zone. And this poor lady, it was actually the son of mother. The mother is only 70, and she's forgetting. She's pre-diabetic.
Okay.
But she's forgetting where sometimes when she goes to the store.
Mm-hmm.
So she's clearly developing some type of memory. I mean, she still knows who her husband is and stuff like that.
Here's the problem. We have in medicine traditionally, we've done studies, and we said everything within two standard deviations of the mean is, quote, normal, and we don't have to treat normal people. Mm-hmm. That means that the bottom 2.2% are abnormally low, the top 2.2% are abnormally high, and those have been the only people we paid attention to. Okay.
But there's another 95%.
Yeah, but here's the key. We have drawn these lines, and we pretended, and doctors have actually gotten the attitude that as long as you stay on the good side of the line, you're okay, and that all the disease starts occurring when you cross that line.
Yeah.
And so for diabetes, the fasting sugar, consistent fasting sugar over 126 was where that statistical line was drawn.
Yeah.
Okay. When you were born as a baby, you were very insulin sensitive. You didn't need much insulin. Your average fasting blood sugar as a small infant was in the 50s. And then as you got a little bigger, it went up to the 60s. And then in your teens, it went into the 70s. And then it went up to the 80, 90, 100, 110. And all that time, you were within the, quote, normal range. Here's the problem. You don't end up with perfect health with a flat line of disease until suddenly you cross this line of 126. Mm-hmm. Instead, there is a curve that starts at 50 and goes up to 126 and above. Mm-hmm. And the higher you are on that curve, or the higher your, quote, normal sugar is, mm-hmm. the more damage is being done to your brain, your eyes, your heart, your peripheral vasculature, the joints, your skin. Everything is being damaged. It's just being damaged more slowly than it will above that 126. But the closer you get to there, the more damage is being done. So a person with a blood sugar of, say, 90 mm-hmm. is doing, which is perfectly normal, healthy. Everybody says, oh, that's great, your sugar's. Well, here's your problem. The guy at 90 is doing damage to his body, his brain, his eyes, his kidneys, etc., significantly faster than the guy at 70. Mm-hmm. Who's doing more damage than the guy at 60. Okay. And so the higher you go within the normal curve, the faster the damage is being done. Drawing a line at 126 where you meet the formal traditional definition of diabetes is foolish.
So I have another relative, a nice, wonderful lady about my age, whose doctor said, oh, that's okay. Hers is 115, I think. Yeah. And the doctor said, don't worry about it. We're going to watch this. Everything's fine. Don't worry.
Her risk of cardiovascular disease, dementia, blindness, kidney failure, her joints are degenerating more rapidly than they need to. All of these things are happening to her. They're just not happening quite as fast as they will when the sugar is a bit higher. Why not prevent the damage?
Right.
Yeah. Why not reverse it and get her average sugars down around 75 or 80 instead of 115 mm-hmm. and cut the rate of damage in half?
That's exactly right. You know, the same is true even for cholesterol. Most cardiologists believe that an ideal or a good cholesterol value should be about 150 and not 200. But yet our normative data goes up to 200 because they said, well, most people can't get to 150.
Well, that's because most people aren't willing to make the changes necessary to get to 150. Mm-hmm. But they can.
But they can, yeah.
They're
okay,
just not
so
doing
when it comes, okay. You mentioned the HA. You said this is why the free health analysis appointment is so important. Why is that?
Well, if you can find out your risk for prediabetes today, you can not only protect your risk for dementia, but so many other chronic conditions that are caused by that high sugar level. So that's degenerative joint disease, that's cancer, that's coronary artery disease, and so many other conditions that you may not even know that can happen to you. But not only that, the in-body tells us your visceral fat level.
This is a different test.
These are two different tests. Yes.
First of all, the blood test,
yes.
So that we can do that. But then there's the other test. It's the in-body test, which we also do.
Yeah. So the two together are quite compelling. The first one, like we said, was the hemoglobin A1C, which tells you about prediabetes. To me, that is amazing because if you can lower so many chronic diseases, you can make your older years better, your other half of your life better than your first half.
Let me put a fine point on that just for fun.
Okay.
The hemoglobin A1C, the normal range runs from 4.4 to 6.5.
That's normal.
That is the so-called over 6.5, you're diabetic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
5.7, you are, quote, pre-diabetic. Mm-hmm. You're not a diabetic yet, but you're moving in that direction. Here's the key. If your sugar, your average A1C is 5.2, compared to someone at 5.7, they're still normal. They are not yet diabetic. The person at 5.7 is losing brain cells twice as fast as the person at 5.2.
Yeah. And so, it's simple things you don't even notice right away. But, you know, people will suddenly come up and say, well, you know, I couldn't find my way to the office today. And that's scary because that's the beginning of the downfall. And that's irreversible.
That's when it becomes very obvious. But really,
there's even more indications, more subtle.
That are far more subtle. It's when you walk in the room and you say, why did I come in this room?
Yes, you forget.
What did I come here for? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's when the those senior moments start happening tells you that you are losing brain faster than
we joke
think.
About them, and quite frankly,
because
we joke
so
about
common.
Them because it's
yeah,
scary.
It is.
And it's easier to joke than to yeah. get serious about it. Okay, so here's the deal. Bia is on a little short vacation. She left yesterday. She doesn't get back until Thursday. So she sent me this nice email. Hadn't even read it all, but the bottom line is this here. I got these numbers.
He doesn't read the emails from his staff.
Well, this is Wise Apple telling me.
This is the boss saying, read your emails, damn it.
Holy cow. I read
He's
enough
calling the
of it.
Kettle black, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
I read them. I just ignore them.
I don't think you read them, but that's another story. Here's the deal. We have been doing a free health analysis appointment now for a year and a half or so. But for the last several months, we've been offering $100 of free supplements when you come in. Well, here's what we're doing. We're discontinuing the free $100 supplements. We may do something. I don't know. The truth is, we don't need to do the $100 of free supplements. We're ending that the end of August. It's August 1, folks. Okay? So I had her open up the entire month of August. And we now have, well, we have three clinics, as you all know, Kirkland, Tacoma, and Linwood. We now have, and this is it, in Kirkland, we have 25 of the free health analysis appointments available. In Tacoma, only 5. Tacoma people, South End people, you need to go like today, this morning, because there's only 5 all the way through the end of this month. In Linwood, we have 35. Okay. So 25 in Kirkland. Those will be gone very soon. Tacoma, those will be gone in probably 25 minutes. And then Linwood, 35. These are all the free health analysis appointments that are available through the month of August when you will receive the $100 of free longevity supplements just as a little extra thank you. All right? So if you would like to take advantage of that, you've decided you're not going to procrastinate any longer. You know darn well you want to do this. Come on. It's a free blood test. It's the special in-body test. You're nuts not to do it if you have any concerns at all. So all you do is you make your own appointment by going to lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com. When you go to our homepage, you'll see a button that says schedule appointment. You just do it. You click the button. The three clinics will show up. Click on the clinic that is good for you. And that clinic's schedule of free appointments will come up on the screen. And you just click on the appointment, like Tuesday at 10 a.m., Wednesday at 9:30, Thursday at 2:30, whatever they are, you click on it and boom, it's yours. It's as simple as that. Now, let me tell you also something. Just because we only have 5 appointments in Tacoma doesn't mean you can't do the free health analysis appointment in Kirkland or Linwood. So it's worth, hey, okay, drive to Kirkland. Big deal. If you're in Federal Way or something like that, head this way and that. You can do the free one anywhere. So you're not going to be limited. And then if you decide to go further, you decide you want to become a member of Longevity Medical Clinic, then you can go to whatever clinic you want that's convenient to where you live or work or what have you. So you can get it done. Again, there's 25 in Kirkland, only 5 in Tacoma, 35 in Linwood, and that will be the limit of when we are giving away the free $100 of the longevity supplements. About 95% of you will make your appointments online. You can do that right now, literally right now. As we go to a break, by the way, we need to do that. We're just a little bit late. You go to lmclinic.com. You push on the button to schedule an appointment. Go to the clinic you want. Select your appointment. If you're married or if you've got a mate or what have you, you want to go together, well, get two that are really close together. Sometimes they're back to back. And so do those. But for goodness sakes, do it. If you've been meaning to, now's the time so that you can get the $100 of free supplements. The entire month of August is open. We have a limited amount of them. I hope you'll go grab yours at lmclinic.com. Now, if you can't, if you just don't have a computer, and some of you don't, you can call Monday morning, 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. And we can get you in that way. How about that? When we come back, we are going to talk to, who are we going to talk to? We're going to talk to Ed in Linwood. He has a question about diabetes, so that'll be good. And the rest of you, if you have questions about anything, you call us right now because all the other lines are open at 800-465-8770. 800-465-8770. And never forget, if you don't measure, you don't know. That's why you want a free health analysis appointment. We'll be right back. Hey, this has been a good morning. Pete Talbot here, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon, the founder and chief medical officer of Longevity Medical Clinic, along with the assistant medical director, Dr. Samira Umat, who this very afternoon at 1 o'clock will have the maiden voyage of Beautiful You with Dr. Umat. And it's right here on 770 KTTH, right today, starting at 1 o'clock and every Saturday from 1 to 2 o'clock.
You know, Pete, I so appreciate you keep saying that because it just keeps reminding me that when we treat patients in medicine, we're helping them on the inside all day long. And yet, if we do something on the surface, it's so gratifying because that's the image they portray to everybody on the outside. Mm-hmm. And, you know, soft, subtle changes make such a big difference. So these are all non-surgical. They are, you know, to me, you know, fun stuff because it's a patient's desire to do that. This is not required by their medical history or it's not a necessity. They do it because they feel better and the image they portray to the rest of the world is better for them and their self-confidence improves. And I just love how much of an impact these little things make on a patient's life moving forward.
Yeah, like the brown spots on your face. If you can get rid of them with a 45-minute treatment center like I did, I think it got rid of like 8 or 9 brown spots.
Yeah.
As that I said earlier, after 2-3 days, they turned black and just fell off. That was wonderful.
Yeah. Such, you know, similar stories like that. People say, oh my gosh, I had no idea I could even do this. You know, the lines on my forehead are gone or that volume on my face that I was craving is gone or the lower face is looking better or unwanted hair is gone or scalp hair is back.
PRP facials, for example. Yes. We've got a lot of women that are very happy. Their face looks younger, less. Oh
yeah.
My
for people who don't want the commercial grade hyaluronic acid as a filler in their face, we actually use their own blood and their own growth factors, and we give them those injected back into their face to promote collagen formation from inside. And so many people get such great results from that.
It takes longer.
Yes, it does.
Because when you put a filler in, you put it in, it's filled.
Boom.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, some of those fillers last 6 months, some last 2 years, some will last 10 years.
Yeah.
But while it's immediate, it's not you.
Yeah.
But when you do the PRP, you have to do it several times, but what you're doing is stimulating them to grow their own tissue again.
Yeah.
And so when that is filled, it's them.
Yes.
It's their own body.
That's a smart way to go. How long does it normally take from start to finish with the PRP facials?
Well, PRP facials, we book 1.5 hours because we have to draw their blood.
What I meant was how
for
long
treatment?
Does it take for them to see improvement? I'm sorry.
Oh, the improvement is immediate because we're putting so much volume back in the face. They'll see the swelling right away. But I tell them it's not going to stay like that because over time that swelling resorbs and then it may actually go back to where it was. It's not until they come back after the second treatment that they've really seen some results. And the third treatment, then they're happy. And we do these treatments 1 month apart. So the PRP for the face as an injection is a 3 treatment series.
Wonderful. Easy. Yeah. That's that's just great. Yeah. Okay. Oh, what are we doing? Oh, you're showing pictures of your beautiful wife. Oh, look at her. Isn't she something?
Let me see.
Anyway, this is not good radio, by the way.
No, no, passing my cell phone around to the other two.
That's right.
Yeah,
right.
He's showing us his beautiful wife looking gorgeous, as always.
That's right.
Well, it's kind of a funny story behind it. This is a selfie she took last night.
Oh, okay.
You notice it is right now focused right in just on her chest and head.
Uh-huh.
That's because when she first took it, it was a wide-angle shot. I was in the shower at the time behind her. She sent it off to her, to about a dozen of her friends, and there was her husband's bare bun in the background. She didn't know it at first until one of her friends sent her back a thing with me circled in red, a big red line. He said, "Oh my God!" And she went back and started deleting all of it.
Again, not the best radio we could be doing.
We didn't see anything except his wife's beautiful face is all I will tell you.
That's the one that she finally sent out after she called back all the others.
Good. Well, pornographic radio right here. Okay. Let's go to Linwood, shall we, and talk to Ed. Ed, thank you for calling. You're on Leading Edge Medicine.
Good morning.
Hello,
people.
Ed. Good morning, sir.
First item, most important, a smutty smile across the phone at her laugh is a good reason to listen for the entire 4 hours independent as a
Thank you. You're so sweet.
Ed, you don't like my laugh? Golly, I'm hacked off.
For some reason, she probably sounds prettier than you do.
Yeah. So how can we help you, Ed?
I am 90 years old. I've been diabetic. When I was 180 pounds, I was taking metformin. I got down to 160 pounds and didn't need it. And now at 140 pounds, well, I haven't used it for a long time. My typical A1C 4 months ago was 5.4, which I'm totally fantastic.
Very good.
For an old man.
Yep.
Wow.
And
wow.
My blood sugar, pardon?
No, that was great. We're sitting here enthused at your story.
Okay. Anyway, my blood sugar used to be fasting blood sugar 85 to 110 and occasionally 120. For the last 2 months, I have lows occasionally of 120, typically 140. I've chatted with my Kaiser doctor, and he says, there's no reason to put you on metformin. That's still all good, and your A1C 4 months ago was good. We don't need it. However, my problem is I do have vertigo and tinnitus, but when I'm laying on the bed talking to you right now, my head is clear. I'm able to think and talk and enjoy life. When I sit up, it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
I have hard things to think, and the problems that go with old age in terms of intellectual are very, very real. And having heard you make comments about that, my question is metformin the answer to me or something else?
Metformin might be useful for you, but not so much for what sounds like a perfusion problem. You know, it sounds as though when you get upright, you're not pumping enough blood through the brain. So, you know, it makes me wonder about your carotid arteries. It makes me wonder about your cardiac ejection fraction. How effectively is your heart pumping against the gravity gradient? You know, is all the blood trying to pool in your lower legs and your pelvis rather than getting up to your head? I think you need to have a really good cardiology consult. Okay, somebody to take a good look at your what referred to as a cardiovascular dynamics, because when you're supine, when you're laying down, the heart is not having to pump against gravity. Gravity is not trying to pull everything down to the bottom. And so you're getting good perfusion. When you go upright, now all of a sudden that blood flow to the brain is fighting gravity. And so something's going on. And I can't tell you from your description on the radio exactly what, but I can tell you somebody who's really aggressive needs to investigate and find out what's going on. Because if you don't know what it is, you can't fix it.
Okay. As for the cardiologist, you're saying.
Yes, a really good cardiologist. And the reason I specify really good, the cardiologists are like everybody else on earth, you know. Some folks are kind of lackadaisical, some are quite diligent, and then there's those few geniuses that we all want to take care of us. And of course, I don't know your cardiologist, and I have no idea where he is on the spectrum. But with a bit unusual problem like yours, I want somebody that's pretty aggressive in their investigation.
Okay. And are you on any medications?
Pardon?
Are you taking any medications?
I am on blood pressure medication, yes.
Yeah.
And that may well be the cause right there.
Yeah. So you want your primary care doctor to know that you are having those symptoms, and he may need to change or lower the dose of your blood pressure medication.
The answer was you all live with it.
No. Don't
live
with it.
The other comment is it could be related to my ringing in the ear problem, that why I'm dizzy when I sit. Go from place to city.
Yeah. Both of that is foolish. You're intact mentally. You're not dead yet. You want to keep thinking well. Somebody needs to investigate. It sounds like, you know, right now, if your primary care doctor is saying, tough, you're old, live with it, get a different primary care doctor.
And for the sugar, Ed, I may suggest a couple of things. Cinnamon really helps lower fasting glucose levels, so increase your intake of cinnamon in your diet. And things like chromium, you can get that from Longevity. 400 micrograms of chromium once or twice daily will also help lower your fasting glucose levels. So you can try those before you think about metformin.
Mm-hmm. Chromium,
yes. Uh-huh. Okay. 400 micrograms.
In my Melody supplements, I take, that's not one of them.
Okay. Maybe you ought to give it a try.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, and good luck.
That's an interesting call. You know, it just always hacks me off when we hear doctors say, oh, you're old. That's just normal. You know, you'll be fine.
But he's not fine. And he's telling them he's not fine. He's got a problem. And the doctor's job is to help him find the cause of and to correct the problem.
Exactly. And, you know, with adults, typical doses of medications work very well. But as we all get older, our body's needs for those same drugs changes, and our body's ability to metabolize those drugs slows down. So it may just be that his antihypertensive is just too much for him.
90-year-old livers don't excrete and disable the drug as effectively as young livers. That's just the way it is. And so you're right. You know, it may just be a simple dosing problem, but someone needs to look.
Yeah. And I would even suggest maybe a gerontologist rather than his primary care or an internist, because they are more in tune with metabolism.
With dosing. Yeah. Yes. You're right. Very good.
Anyway, Ed, thank you for that call. That opens up a line, by the way. We've got three lines open right now. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk with Jim from Duval, who has a question about Parkinson's disease. But this is a great time. It doesn't matter how old you are. That's why you need to come and make a free health analysis appointment. I gave you the numbers. We have appointments now in all three of our clinics, only 5 appointments in Tacoma. I hope if you live in Tacoma, you'll go and make that appointment real quickly. But we've got like 25 or so in Kirkland and 30 or so in Linwood. They will be gone sooner than later. So if you want one of those, and also through August only, we are extending through this month, and then we're ending the free $100 of longevity supplements with each of your free health analysis appointments, where you get the two tests so you can determine things, you know, the blood test, and then also the special in-body test. Go to our website. Make the appointment, for goodness sakes, at lmclinic.com. Well, we just heard an ad for the free health analysis appointments in July. Well, folks, for those of you not fully aware, it's August 1st.
Which makes me think that my marketing guys must have screwed up.
Don't look at me like that. I've been freaking busy.
You're the head of marketing. What can I tell you?
Anyway, During the ad, I'm typing to Jerry Berg, and here we go. So there's a little miscommunication. But people got the idea. And again, those free $100 of supplements are good through this month only, and then we're doing away with that. So make your appointment at lmclinic.com. Please, I can't say it more directly. Just stop procrastinating. You know you need to do it. You want to do it. There's no doubt about it in your mind. I can read your mind right now. I know that's the case because I've been a procrastinator. We all do that. And so make the appointment. But I also need to give the phone number too. Again, there's a few of you who cannot make your appointment online. It's easy, but still, that's okay if you don't
have to have a computer.
You've got to have a computer. So call 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. I'd even encourage you to do it this weekend. Leave a message. There's nobody there Saturdays and Sundays, but go ahead and leave a message.
Somebody will call you back first.
And they'll call you back. And they will call you back in the order that you called and left your message. And so that might give you a little better advantage on selection because there's only so many of them. So go ahead and do that by calling 866-86-YOUNG. But the rest of you, go online at lmclinic.com. Make your own appointment. Smart thing to do. All right. Let's go to Jim in Duval. Jim, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Got two leading edge questions, if you don't mind. First one is I've got two buddies in their 70s, and they've given up. They don't know what's coming in the medical profession, and they don't have much future. And the second one is, what do you know about a seven-day dry fasting diet?
Dry fasting?
What's a dry fast?
Hello?
Seven-day dry fasting diet.
Well,
can you hear me?
Yeah. 7-day fasting.
Hello?
Hello, we hear you.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us is the question.
Yeah, I hear you.
We're asking you a question, which is, what do you mean by dry fasting?
No water whatsoever.
Gosh.
Stupid. Comes immediately to mind. Self-destructive.
Okay.
Idiotic. Come on, I've got a few.
Okay.
Yeah. Human beings can go a pretty long time without food, especially those of us with, you know, reasonable fat stores to burn for energy. But we can't do without fluids. And so, you know, if you're not drinking water, you need to be drinking tea. If you're not drinking tea, you need to be eating things that are very juicy, like watermelon. Fluid deprivation is dangerous. Okay. Food is optional for the first several days, but fluids are critically important. You shut your kidneys down and go into renal failure and dying is.
So when you say dry fasting and no fluids, are they allowing like fruits and juices and smoothies and things, or not those also?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No fruit.
That doesn't matter. Is it for? For a cleanse of some kind?
It's a book that came out recently called The Phoenix Protocol. And
I haven't read it. I got a feeling the author is looking at a whole pile of litigation down the road.
Oh, no kidding.
People follow his advice and then their survivors sue him.
Anyway,
okay.
Anyway, enough of that, I guess.
What was the other one you had?
Yeah, what was the other question?
I think we've been pretty unequivocal. All right, what about Parkinson's?
Yeah, I heard that. What's coming up for health my friends out of Parkinson's disease?
The newest, fanciest stuff is actually gamma knife surgical. Balanced against stem cell implantation. There's two different approaches here. One is using gamma knife to destroy areas that are involved in the feedback loops that cause the shaking, the tremor. that has limitations because instead of getting the brain to function better, you're actually, you know, destroying pieces of the brain in effort to prevent the shakes. That's not going to do anything to help the progressive dementias and mood swings and muscle weakness that eventually come along with Parkinson's. A more hopeful long-term approach is some really great research that's being done right now, in which companies have taken specific stem cells and modified them genetically in the laboratory and grown them. And they are cells that basically grow into neurons, into the cells that produce the dopamine and improve dopamine receptors in the brain. And there's been a couple of small studies in which they've actually taken these, the company that has developed them and patented them, and injected them now into a few humans. The original studies were done on animals, of course. But in those few humans, these cells are actually taking, and the dopaminergic cells are multiplying, and the symptoms are going away, which is really super. So it appears to be a stem cell-based possible cure. And if it pans out over the next several years, there's a company who's going to get really, really rich because there's a lot of people in the world with this problem. Mm. But these are not the stem cells that you see, you know, the ads that are come get our stem cell infusion and it fixes everything. Not that. This is a very specified, modified strain that one of the big biotech companies has basically developed. So there's hope on the horizon, but it's not ready for prime time. It's not yet approved for general human use. Still, they're moving in that direction. So I find that far more hopeful than frying pieces of the brain with a gamma knife.
Okay. Interesting. Jim, anything else?
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the call. We're just about done with our first hour. We have another hour to go, which reminds me, technically, we have three more hours. So let me just explain.
Not on this station.
But not all on this station. We have 4 hours of live call-in radio every Saturday morning. 2 hours right here from 8 to 10 on 770 AM KTTH. We're glad you're with us. But then from 10 to noon, we're on another station. But out of courtesy to everyone, we just simply encourage you to go to our website, lmclinic.com, and push the little podcast button at the top of the page. And it will show you where we are for all 4 hours of Leading Edge Medicine every Saturday morning. Again, starting at 8 o'clock right here, 8 to 10, and then 10 to 12 on another station. But you can find us. And the nice thing about pushing the podcast button, you'll have access to all of our previous hours. I think we go back years. I mean, you can go way back. So, if you want to listen to a portion of today's program, just simply by Monday, we should have it up on our website. Again, go to lmclinic.com, push the podcast button, and you'll be able to follow us for all 4 hours, plus have access to all of our previous shows. And for those of you still debating whether you want a free health analysis appointment, stop debating. Just go ahead and make your appointment at lmclinic.com. We only are going to be gone for 15 seconds. Hour number two, coming right up.